night, everybody. Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast.
You're on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I am your host for this evening, Doug Hummer. We are rebooking 5 Royal Rumble matches. Of course, the Royal Rumble is tomorrow night, something p.m. Eastern time on Peacock. Is it 7 or 8 tomorrow, Clintus?
I think it's 7.
I think it's pre-show starts at 7. Pay-per-view starts at 8.
Okay. All right. So because we are in the Royal Rumble season, we're going to rebook 5 Royal Rumble matches that we think, you know, need to be rebooked. Of course, I'm joined by my trusty co-host, as usual, Brother Daniel.
What's up?
All right. We got Eric here.
What's up?
And we have Clintus is here.
What's good?
Okay. All right. So before we get into how we're going to do this, make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday night. Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time. Then you can listen to them Saturday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, Mixlr.com/Hollywood Hangout. By the way, the name of that show is called Hollywood Hangout. Listen to us 6:30 p.m. Eastern time every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Tonight, rebooking 5 Royal Rumble matches. Next week, February 4, we will be talking the February 5th, 2007 edition of Monday Night Raw. It's the episode where it's Shawn Michaels versus Randy Orton versus Edge to find out who's going to face John Cena for the WWE title at WrestleMania 23. We also find out who The Undertaker is going to challenge at WrestleMania. We got Jeff Hardy versus Ric Flair, Melina versus Mickey James for the women's title, Crime Time and Carlito versus Chris Masters in the World's Greatest Tag Team, and other stuff I'm probably forgetting. We'll be doing that. Now, February 11th, we are going to be, because that'll be the 58th birthday of Ken Shamrock, we are going to do a feud retrospective on Ken Shamrock's greatest WWF feud.
Yeah.
Against The Rock.
Right.
That'll be February 11th. February 18th, we're going to be going back to February 17th, 1997, to take a look at that edition of Raw. Psycho Sid versus Bret Hart for the WWF title, the night after Bret had won the title back.
Right.
And then on February 25th, we're going to count down. I'm going to put the question out there this weekend, I think. We're going to count down the top 20 greatest tag teams of all time on February 25th.
Right.
And then I'll talk more about the March shows as February rolls on. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We'll be Unscripted Unlimited. Eric, is it top 10 favorite or top 10 greatest?
Top 10 greatest.
And we're each coming out with our own list?
Yes, and then the Facebook poll sent.
Okay. All right, so top 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time. We're each coming up with a list. So join Eric, Daniel, and I for that.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, correct? For the Scaredy Cats?
Yes.
No, it'll probably be earlier because she's got to work.
1 p.m.
Okay. What is the subject matter for this?
I don't know. I know what you did last summer. We'll give that a go.
All right. So make sure you listen to that. And then next week, we have, and then, of course, next week, either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, join Eric and Clintus for the Hard Hits podcast, NFL Hard Hits. They'll be reviewing Championship Sunday and previewing, I believe, the Super Bowl, correct?
Yes, sir.
The Super Bowl and probably whatever new coaches get hired.
Yeah.
Okay.
If there's any by that time.
Right. Okay. So to this episode here, we're rebooking 5 Royal Rumble matches. Now, we each picked one. I picked 1994. Clintus was the one to pick 1997. Daniel picked 2000. Eric picked 2001. And the fan vote was 2004. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in order so we don't confuse anybody. And we're basically going to say, like, because we're not necessarily going to go through, like, the whole list. We're not going to rebook the eliminations. I mean, we could rebook some of them if we want and, like, set up some angles. But we're basically going to go through and we're going to say who we think, you know, of the 30 in that match should have won. And we can even take guys out and replace them with other guys.
Okay.
Now, the person that picked the Rumble is the one that gets to make the final decision as to which... So basically, this is like fantasy warfare, our fantasy warfare concept, except we're doing it for a Royal Rumble because we're rebooking something that we think was fucked up.
Yeah.
So, but like for the years that we picked, and then for 2004, it's going to be a group effort.
Which I still don't get 2001 and 2004. No offense, Eric. I love your pick, and I can't wait to do it. But I would not say that either of those two were fucked up in the winter. But I'm still excited to talk about
okay.
it and see if we can do it differently.
Yeah. I mean,
I just wanted to do it differently. That's why it wasn't because it was fucked up. So.
Yeah, you just want to do something different.
That's fine.
I think he just. You know, wanted to see who we could piss off. That's a shock.
All right.
I'm a Stone Cold fan, and I picked that. So.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to start with 1994. The winners of the 1994 was the first and only time they had co-winners. They had Lex Luger and Bret Hart. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the original idea was for Luger to win it by himself. Because they were trying to build up to Ludwig Borga. Undertaker was going to win the WWF title at the Royal Rumble against Yokozuna in the casket match. Because they were going to send Yokozuna off to a fat camp.
Yeah.
Because they wanted him to lose weight. So they were going to take the title off. But Undertaker was only going to hold it for about a month and then drop it to Ludwig Borga. And then Borga was going to drop it to Lex Luger at WrestleMania because Undertaker was having a back problem.
Yeah.
So, and underneath that getup that he wore in his early years, he actually wore a back brace. So anyway, so Royal Rumble comes along. Borga had already broken his ankle. So he wasn't even going to be there. Yokozuna had told the company, if you send me to fat camp, I'm purposely not going to lose weight. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And Undertaker basically said, my back is fucking killing me. I have to take the time off. So they kept the title on Yoko, and the fans were not getting behind Luger.
Yeah.
So Vince decided to do a co-winner thing. Now, you look at the names really on this list, and like if you really look at the names, I can only see about maybe 4 or 5 names. Well, so it would be about, you know, 2 or 3 other names besides Luger and Bret.
Yeah.
That I would put in the main event at WrestleMania. I would say, mainly because I was a huge supporter of the guy, I would say Tatanka would have been an all right choice.
Okay. Now, I have a story for this.
Okay.
You want me to go now or later?
Yeah, go.
This is how I would do it. Now, we're not rebooking eliminations, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay. So none of that matters. As far as winner, this is what I would do. I would have Lex win it by himself. And I would have Brett and Lex be the final two. And I would have everything play out the way it played out, where they both hit the floor. Even though Lex is hit first, right, technically?
Yeah.
I would have all that be the same, except I would switch it and I would make it like the 2005 Rumble when it happened for real and they just did a redo.
Yeah.
I would have them do the redo right here. And then in the redo, Brett's not looking. Brett's not even prepared yet. Lex turns heel and hits him in the balls. Hits him with a low blow. And then he throws Brett out. And you have this big heel turn because he was always better as a heel anyway. And the narcissist is really what he should have just been the whole time. He wasn't this next Hogan. I do think he should have been in a main event spot because he's a main event guy. I think Luger deserves to be in the main event of WrestleMania. A lot of people disagree with me. I don't care. I Lex Luger is severely underrated. We've talked about it on the show numerous times. I'd have him turn heel, hit Brett in the balls, throw him over, and I would change the main event because in my reality, Taker doesn't have a back prop.
Yeah.
In my universe, he doesn't have a back prop. I'd have Taker beat Yokozuna here, and then you get Luger versus Undertaker in the main event of WrestleMania with Undertaker as the babyface and Luger as the heel.
Right.
That's what I would do. Because Brett doesn't need to be in this shit. He's got his thing with Owen. Do your thing with Owen. It was one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all time. You don't need Brett in the main event scenario. Do this shit with your brother and leave it at that. And let Luger have his little time in the sun and let him do it with something he's more comfortable doing as being a heel.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Clint, if you want to go next.
All right, so we're still talking about the 94, or are we going to just do the 97?
No, we're on 94.
All right. Well, the way I will look at it is that I do actually agree that exactly with Daniel. I will not have co-winners because if you look at it this way, Brett was already in an awesome feud with Owen Hart. That match at WrestleMania 10 was like one of the best matches out there and one of my favorite WrestleMania standalones of all time. And then having not only co-winners, but Brett win the title from Yoko in that same night was just like still overshadowed the fact that Brett, you lost the opening match. I do agree Lex Luger should have won. You was no way about it. I just think I would have it so that Luger clearly just threw Brett over the top rope. There's no reason to have a draw co-winners whatsoever. That's how I rebook it.
Are you keeping Luger face in your scenario, Quintus?
I will still keep Luger face because to me, at the time, I will look at it this way. Why I think Yoko was more of a heelish person I saw him as, especially during that time with the Take a Few. So I will keep Yoko heel and leave Luger face.
Okay. I mean, there is legs to that, honestly. I mean, I like my pitch a lot too, but I think there is legs to that because I think, like you said, how much Luger didn't work as a babyface. I think a lot of that was because of the booking, though. I think they tried too hard to do too. I think if he powers through this Rumble and wins it by himself and then goes to WrestleMania and beats Yokozuna, I think he is the next Hulk Hogan. That might be controversial, but I think that they just didn't put everything into him like they wanted to. They didn't do that. So yeah. It never worked, but I think there's legs to that.
No, I mean, I do agree with you. All right, Eric, we'll let you go next.
I think they should. I agree with the boy guy here. I think, but I think they should have kept Luger safe too, and ran with it. I think they should have just went all in with it and see what happened. And make him the face of the company, make him the top baby face. Have him win solo. I think having Cole winners is kind of corny, especially in today's wrestling. But I think he should have been the top baby face and beat Yokozuna and have a title run, maybe even feud with Michaels and stuff. And feud with Bret Hart later down the road, turning Bret heel.
Right? I mean, that could have worked. I mean, and I love how, like, you guys, I mean, obviously they want to keep him face and not heel.
Yeah.
But I love how you guys are already showing solidarity. Make it last.
Yeah, Lex Luger smiling somewhere.
Yeah. You know, he actually lives back in Orchard Park.
Yeah.
Anyway, so earlier I said about, you know, there's other guys that could have won it. I brought up Tatanka's name. Now, what I would actually do, you know, we talk about taking somebody out and putting somebody in. Earlier in the night, Razor Ramon wrestled IRS. He defended the Intercontinental title. I would actually have had Razor drop the Intercontinental title to IRS, and then somehow take, like, maybe Mo from Men on a Mission out.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking useless. And there was 22 minutes. We did not need him in the ring. And I would have put Razor in.
Yeah.
And I would actually, because I think Razor is one of the best superstars. Now, when we did the countdown, he only came in at number 10. But he's one of the best superstars and never won the title. I would have had him win the Rumble, eliminating Shawn Michaels, the man that earlier helped IRS win the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Have him eliminate Shawn Michaels, and then Razor get the title shot, and then I would have had Undertaker still win, but then drop the title to Shawn like the first week of February, with Diesel and Shawn injuring the Undertaker to where, like, that would write him off for the back injury.
Yeah.
And then we get Razor versus Shawn in a ladder match for the WWF title at WrestleMania.
Damn, that'd be cool.
However, as far as...
And then they're in the main event, so they can go as long as they want.
Exactly. Nobody has to bitch.
Yeah.
However, because the three of you went with the Luger deal, okay, that's what we're going to go with.
Which one are you going with, theirs or mine?
I like both ideas, but I do feel like they could have tried hard. I do feel like they could have made the Luger babyface turn work.
I agree.
So we'll go with Luger staying as a babyface.
Okay.
So, all right. So 94, we have Luger winning by himself.
Yes.
All right. Let's head on over to 97. And Clintus, since you're the one that picked that, we'll let you start on that one.
All right. So the reason why I say I want to rebook 97 is because it's the one reason of the final four. So as we all know, Stone Cold was originally eliminated, but found a way back in through a technicality and eliminated Bret Hart for a win. I don't think Stone Cold should have won it, which led to an In Your House Fatal 4-Way or whatever you want, In Your House, that led to a Fatal 4-Way match between Bret Hart, the final four contestants of the Royal Rumble, the four number one contenders match, was the number one contenders match for a title. which kind of takes away from the Royal Rumble itself of the winner headlining WrestleMania, which Stone Cold should have won, which gave us the whole Bret Hart versus Stone Cold submission match. Excellent match, by the way. But in this case, I would just say once Stone Cold was eliminated out of the four, I think he was left with Undertaker, Vader, Harry Godwin.
It was Undertaker, Vader, Brett, and Diesel was in there. But Diesel wasn't part of the final four match because Diesel was eliminated by somebody that was technically still legal in the match.
Well, fake Diesel.
Yeah, fake Diesel. Yeah, not Nash. Kane.
Yeah. Kane was in.
Yeah.
Okay, fake Diesel. But out of those three, I would have had, I think, gave the win to The Undertaker at first. I would have allowed The Undertaker to win his very first World Rumble match right here and there. I think Stone Cold would have gotten eliminated. You would have had followed by the fake Diesel and left it off between Bret and Taker to find out who's going to WrestleMania. I figured that The Undertaker would have been a better storyline headliner in this event, and I would have gave the win to him. Invoking the need for the fatal four-way match at that in your house, which led to Undertaker eventually winning and headlining at WrestleMania.
Yeah. So you want Undertaker versus Sid at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, I'll tell you too.
Yeah. All right.
But
I
had that match at the in your house where we could have just made the Undertaker win the match at the Royal Rumble. We could have focused more heavily on Stone Cold Bret situation and not had this chaos about it gave the World Rumble winner a real name. Because you say this, Stone Cold got basically screwed out of the title shot at WrestleMania because of that so-called technicality in that one match at the end of the house.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, you want to go next?
Yeah. This one's a little hard, too, because I actually like this finish. And the Final Four, to me, is one of the most underrated matches and probably my favorite Fatal Four-Way match in history. But I do agree with Clint that it does take a little something away from this Rumble, the fact that they did that. I do agree with that. I don't know if I go Undertaker, but... oh, Jesus Christ. I kind of want to just say Vader, because I like Vader. Let's give it to Vader. And he had a tough time, but you can't keep the belt on Michaels. Or who's the champion, Sid?
Sid, and then yeah, Michaels won back that night.
Yeah. So still have Michaels win it that night. And then maybe you let them do their rematch, and maybe Michaels isn't a whiny little bitch this time and doesn't try to ruin Vader's career like he did in the last match. And they have a nice WrestleMania match. But I think Vader, because his WWF run was so underrated, and it was so much bullshit, and he was so good, and all he'd ever, he should have won the title at some point. And he's still a monster. You could still salvage it here, even though a lot of the bullshit had already happened. I'd have him win the Rumble, go against, or maybe even, I want to get Austin in there somehow, because Austin and Vader at the main event of WrestleMania would be great. So I'd like Austin to beat Michaels on Raw. I don't know how they would give that match for free, but that's what I would like. And I want Vader to win the Rumble.
Okay.
Not my strongest, but that's what I got. I like Vader.
All right. Eric.
I'm going to go with Mankind.
Really?
I think you could do Mankind versus Michaels at Mania. And I think I think it could work. Because they did have a feud late, what, 98?
Well, no, they had the match in 96. Phil.
Yeah, they had Mind Games pay-per-view. The Mind Games. It won, like, it actually won a Slammy, didn't it?
What?
That shit went a Slammy.
I think they...
The Shawn Michaels Mankind match won a Slammy. I remember that for a fact.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought Shawn Michaels and Mankind feud was pretty good. I think they should continue it in 97 and have Mankind win the title at Mania.
Okay. All right. Clintus, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to... No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right, so how I would do it is I would actually give the victory to Davey Boy, and I would have him and then I would actually have it to where it comes down to him, Brett, and Owen in the final three. Well, and Austin, obviously, final four. Then they all work together to eliminate Austin, and then Davey Boy kind of screw Owen over and eliminate him. And then eliminate Brett and win the match. And then I would actually have Sean lose to Sid, even though it's in San Antonio. And we get Dave. But then Owen beat Sid for the title at the In Your House. And we get Davey Boy versus Owen.
That's interesting.
Still as the tag champs, by the way. And I would actually make them defend the titles earlier in the night. So they have to wrestle together as the tag team champions and then come back and beat the shit out of each other.
I like that. That's
I dig that.
So,
nice job, all man.
Right. Clintus, you are the decision maker. So, is it going to be your idea of The Undertaker, Daniel's idea of Vader, Eric's idea of Mankind, or my idea of Davey Boy?
Well, I like them all, but I want to stick to my original decision just because the only reason why I think I stick to it is because I feel that my decision, like, led up perfectly. We got this shit. We can build up better to lead up to what we got at WrestleMania. So Undertaker winning the Royal Rumble will still set it up.
In other words, we're going to think their ideas suck.
I'm not saying your ideas suck. I'm just saying that I'm looking at it as a big point of view. What we had at WrestleMania, what we got, and this way, the World Rumble winner wouldn't have that's the way I look at it.
I think Undertaker's a good pick.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes, he went with his own idea, but his own idea was probably the best idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying you guys, I'm just saying this, I'm just looking at it as, like, how can we just lead what we got and still with the and keep WrestleMania the way it was, or a thrill ride what it was.
He's following storyline purposes, which is what a writer is supposed to do.
Right.
So, Clintus is actually doing the job better than half the assholes that are writing the product right now.
Yeah.
Get that man a job.
All right.
2000.
All right. You want me to go first?
Well, it's your idea.
You went last on your idea, by the way. Let's just talk about
that. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get to go first.
2000 is a weird one. To me, this is probably one of the weakest roster of a Royal Rumble we've ever had. And that's okay. And there are some good names. You got Jericho. You got, I mean, Edge is there, Young Edge. And Big Show, it was kind of a chubby show. But, you know, Kane and X-Pac had their feud. I think the right guy won here. So I'm leaving it as The Rock. My only issue is that The Rock's feet do not touch before Big Show's, before he gets eliminated. This, I don't know, this was the year of The Rock. I don't know how they, everything got so fucked up, but have him clothesline Big Show over the top rope. That is how I rebook this match. That's all I want to do.
You want to know how everything got so fucked up? I'll tell you how everything got so fucked up. Triple H did not like The Rock.
Yeah,
so Triple H wanted to fuck him over every chance he got, and Shawn Michaels still had a tiny bit of pull.
Yeah.
I mean, he was using that pull to just pull Triple H's cock down to his mouth.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they were still trying to make this ass, make Rock's life a living hell.
Yeah.
That's why they were fucking everything up, because they're pieces of garbage.
And this is rebooking a Rumble, not WrestleMania, but I don't care. This is what I'm doing. I'm making The Rock. He wins the Royal Rumble. He gets a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. Fuck that Fatal 4-Way shit. Him and Triple H is one of the greatest rivalries, and that Backlash match proves it. You give those two the WrestleMania main event, and you let those two go for a half hour and burn the place down. You don't. I love Mick Foley, and I like The Big Show. They didn't need to be there. You have Rock win this undisputedly. I have him come out at 6. That's how I would change it. Have him come out at 6 instead of 24.
Right.
And have him run the gauntlet and win the match without his feet touching and all that other shit. Just have him clothesline Big Show and call it a day, and then give him a one-on-one main event match against Triple H. That's how I would do this.
By the way, on March the 4th, we're going to be rebooking the WrestleMania. We're each going to pick one and then obviously do a fan vote
for
the fifth poll. So I was just going to say I was going to put WrestleMania 16 as my pick anyway. So.
Okay.
All right. But, all right. Well, Clintus, we'll go to you next.
Okay. So I want to say this. I want to say, yes, I agree The Rock should have won. The way I will book it, though, is that I believe that how the elimination should have gone about is Big Show's charging over at The Rock towards the top rope. The Rock pulls it over. Instead of them both going over, I'll have the Big Show just with how heavy the Big Show fast going, have him just going by itself over the top rope.
Right.
Rock doesn't need to go over the top rope to prove. And then you have this so-called drama throughout the next 6 weeks going into WrestleMania. We have a clear debate.
Okay.
I will literally just have a Big Show eliminate yourself. All
right. I'm going to go next, and I'm going to say Rock stays as the winner, but he doesn't have to go one-on-one with Big Show at the end. Big Show gets eliminated when him and Kane are fighting, and X-Pac and the rest and the Outlaws dump the two of them out. And Rock has to go 3-on-1 against DX. So, and Rock overcomes the odds and gets rid of the three of them. And that's how he wins.
No, I get.
I mean, fuck Big Show. He flopped as a champion. just don't even have Big Show in the final two. Just get rid of him and Kane. You have Rock go 3-on-1 against the Outlaws and X-Pac, and there you go. All right, Eric, you're the caboose in this one.
The only thing I would change, I mean, I agree with you, The Rock should win. The only thing I would have changed with Final Two is I would have The Rock eliminate Chris Jericho.
Okay.
No,
I like
Donnie.
What? I like that.
Because they teased that when Chris Jericho debuted, and I think maybe they start a feud after that, after he wins the title.
No.
I know it's probably what, a year early, but
I can see that happening.
I really like that idea. Okay, all right. Daniel, you're the boss in this one.
Yeah, let's give it to Eric. Fuck it. I mean, obviously The Rock wins, so.
Yeah.
I like Eric's idea the best.
All right.
Thank you.
So, all right. 2001.
I thought about this a lot.
Well, I was going to say, Eric, let's start with you. Because I really want to hear what the hell.
We're still going to have Austin and Rock at Mania. But I would flip it and have The Rock win back-to-back, have him challenge Austin at Mania. Because last Mania was Austin taking it from The Rock. Now, this time, The Rock's trying to take it from Austin. I would still have that as a mini match, but I think The Rock deserved back-to-back Royal Rumble win because Austin already won it twice, so I think giving it to Rock twice would be nice.
I'll go next.
All right, go ahead, bud.
Now, this is my favorite match of all time, so this is a little hard, but not Royal Rumble. This is my favorite match of all time. And I love Eric's idea, too, because I was a Rock guy growing up. So whenever we watched his VHS tape when I was a kid, even though I knew who the winner was, I was always hoping Rock would win anyway, that somehow it would change, even though it wouldn't. But I'm going to go out of left field, a little out of left field here. And I know mine's not going to get picked, but that's okay. We are overlooking one of the greatest Final Fours of all time. This is four legends. You have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, boy.
You have Kane. You have Rock. And then you have the man who I am picking to win this whole damn thing, the one Billy Gunn. He deserves a shot, damn it. He's underrated. I'm trying to convince myself, too. He was in a feud with Eddie Guerrero at the time in China, so he had China on his side. He could have, you know, he had some star power. He could have went to the main event, damn it. And, you know, Austin, Rock, they've had their time in the sun. Fuck them. We don't need that 17 match and that shitty Austin heel turn. You know, fuck that. Get rid of that. And I want Billy Gunn to win the Royal Rumble. No Way Out. Angle does a triple threat with Austin and Rock, keeps the title, and we have Billy Gunn versus Kurt Angle in the main event of WrestleMania. And I think everyone's probably laughing, but I think we forget that would actually be a pretty good match, probably. And it's happened before, and it's been a good match.
And by the way, Billy Gunn was born in Texas.
He was born in Texas. He would have got a pop. No one would have fucking sucked. Actually, he wouldn't have got a pop. He probably would have got booed out of the building, but still. You know, he's a hometown hero. Fuck Austin, fuck Rock. Kane had a great performance. Let's put a young man who deserves a shot, you know, so let's do something out of the norm, and let's give the one Billy Gunn a Royal Rumble victory.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Clinton, if you've woken up yet after you fainted after Daniel gave that pitch, you can go next.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I will not have booked Billy Gunn to win the Royal Rumble.
Well, you know what's actually funny? Before you continue, they went around the WWF New York.
Yeah.
On that episode of Heat.
Did somebody pick Billy?
Somebody said, I believe the one Billy Gunn is going to win this thing. I was a huge Billy Gunn fan at the time.
Yeah.
And Grandpa said to me, he goes, oh, my God, that fan's as stupid as you are.
You do it. You should have won.
Yeah. So, like, so somebody, because people were saying, oh, Rock, Austin, Undertaker, Rock, Austin, Undertaker, Rock, Austin, Undertaker, Billy Gunn.
And if Billy Gunn can't win, let's say Billy gets hurt before the thing, we give it to Kate Quick. And we bust out the little Jimmy act 10 years before it's supposed to show up. And Kate Quick turns heel, wins the Rumble, and little Jimmy and Kate Quick go to WrestleMania.
Oh, jeez. All right. Let us, before it gets any worse, we'll go to you.
Wow. I don't know how I can top that. Well, we'll see. I like this Rumble because, yes, Austin deserved to win. So I will still keep it Austin as a winner. Number two, the way I look at it is this way. Once Billy Gunn got in, I would have Austin eliminate him right away. Billy Gunn, non-factor.
Fucked up.
I will have the final two. The final two of the match, I will definitely book it as a WrestleMania preview as Rock Austin with Austin eliminating The Rock going to WrestleMania, which will then lead to the buildup of The Rock wanting revenge against Austin, challenging Jericho at No Way Out for the Undisputed title, winning the back the title, setting up the rematch at WrestleMania 17. That's how I'll book.
Okay. All right. So here's my idea. My idea might seem kind of convoluted. I would have had Austin beat Angle for the title on January the 8th on that episode of Raw when Big Shaz returned.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Austin wouldn't even be in this. And you have Kurt Angle get his rematch at the Rumble against Austin. And Austin wins. And Triple H come out. And Triple H is in the match, not Austin. And I would have the final two be Triple H and The Rock with Stephanie distracting Rock and Triple H getting Triple H eliminated.
Okay.
But then I would have a deal where where Mick Foley technically is still commissioner. And Mick Foley come out the next night and say, Rock's going to get a shot to be in the main event at WrestleMania. It's still going to be Triple H is still going to be in it. But Triple H versus Rock at No Way Out. And if Rock wins, we get the match that we should have gotten at Survivor Series 99 before that fat idiot Rikishi ran over Austin. Yeah. And we get Triple H, Rock, and Austin because we never got that.
Which still doesn't – it's so fucked up that they kept promoting that until the night, even though he was out for days before that.
Yeah.
It's still, that's such false advertising. It's a different.
So that's what we get at WrestleMania 17. So I would have Triple H win it by cheating. Rock get a second chance to get in the main event, and that's how we would go. So
I love
right.
that idea.
All right, Eric, go ahead and pick one.
I just want to say, real
you
quick,
and me both have the.
Eric,
you and me both have The Rock winning.
Right.
Eric, I got you.
Well,
Eric, let me add something real quick. I just want to let you know, Billy Gunn is still wrestling in AEW. He looks good. Nice blonde hair. I believe
what
he's 6 foot.
What's that going to do anything?
What do you mean what is he going to do with anything? I'm making a case, all right?
Okay, what has Billy Gunn done in AEW but beat up the last chance and then what? That's the last we've seen. He jumped for Christian. And then what? We haven't seen something about the Hollywood Guns in a while since then. Please, get out of here.
The Gun Club is one of the most powerful factions at AEW.
Please, the Gun Club hasn't done anything but suck guns. Literally, each other.
Suck guns.
All right, go ahead. Eric, I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Me and Doug both have The Rock winning, but I actually like his idea for the rest. And with the triple threat match that we should have got at Survivor Series. So I'm going with Dubs.
So you're going to go with the fact that I have Triple H winning the Rumble, but Rock getting in it no way out.
Yep.
Okay. I'm actually kind of shocked.
Me too. I thought that idea sucked.
What?
Billy Gunn is underrated.
What?
Damn.
Get over it, man.
It was Billy's
Billy
time.
Billy Gunn was nowhere in his time.
I told him he couldn't come over tomorrow. The son of a bitch still picked me.
Okay, you want to know what? I want to put this out there about Billy Gunn. This is the man who won King of the Ring and did nothing for his career. The only King of the Ring winner that did nothing for his career.
What the?
Oh, yeah, because it made Willie Regal. All right, do we need to bring up Mabel?
Yeah, I was about to say, what about Mabel? Mabel didn't do shit. All Mabel did was kill The Undertaker almost. Fuck Mabel.
Yeah.
Billy Gunn was... All right, yeah, he probably shouldn't have won the Rumble, I agree. Let's move on to 2000.
I mean, I was just gonna, you know, you say fuck Mabel. What if there's a woman named Mabel listening to this? And she's like, wait a minute, somebody wants to fuck me?
Oh, my God.
I mean, most women named Mabel are usually like 100 years old, but...
I don't know.
All right. Can we move on before I get a...
Yeah, I'd love to. I kind of want to find...
Yes, because I'm really going to pick one.
All right, 2004. I'll host again. 2004. This was a big one.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, this is weird. I mean, the fans picked this, so I get it. Obviously, the winner's controversial. I think for the time, and like this was kind of a perfect Rumble pay-per-view. I liked the match. I liked him winning Chris Benoit. I didn't mind him winning at the time. I mean, it made sense for story. Obviously, it makes sense why people would want us to rebook this, but it's still like it's a tricky one. So I'm going to start with you, Quinn.
Yeah. Well, if you want to look at it, I it's not every day we see someone go coast to coast. Benoit entered number one and won the Royal Rumble. Second, became the second person in history who's done it. And on that fact, I like watching people go coast to coast, lasting long in the Royal Rumble. And especially going to the final four and winning. So I will keep Benoit as the winner in this match. I mean, it's nothing to me. It's kind of, I like this to the fact that I can't really rebook it because I enjoy it. I like the fact watching Benoit enter number one and we walk out the winner. Benoit was at his top of his game during this time.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't rebook it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people want us to rebook it because of what has happened with Chris Benoit and the controversy. And I understand that. But as a match and as a pay-per-view, and for the time, this was kind of perfect. And I agree with you, Quinta. I'll go next, and I'll try to go do something a little different. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Kane win.
Okay.
I'm going to have Kane win. Benoit goes coast to coast still, almost. He gets to 30. Kane dumps him out. Because Kane was on a great heel run at the time. And I would still have the gongs go off, and I'd have Undertaker show up at the end. And then that builds to the big WrestleMania rematch of those two at WrestleMania 20, and then you get Undertaker and Kane in the main event instead for the title. That's, I mean, if you're going to do anything besides Benoit, I think you could do that.
Okay, so would you have Undertaker beat Triple H for the World Heavyweight title, or would you have him beat Brock for the WWE title?
I'd have him beat Brock.
So you'd wipe out Eddie Guerrero win?
I'd have him and Chavo go to WrestleMania, because you could have got more mileage out of that. That was a great story that got cut short, which I don't mind it getting cut short because of the greatness we got with Eddie's title reign. I let all this stuff play out, and I let him and Chavo go all the way to WrestleMania.
Okay. All right. Eric, we'll let you go next.
I would have Kurt Angle win. Kurt Angle never won a Royal Rumble. And Kurt Angle versus Triple H, there's a story there, obviously, with Stephanie. And I think Triple H and Kurt Angle main eventing WrestleMania would have been money. And you have Kurt Angle win and get his WrestleMania moment there. I know he's been champion before that, but you still get his moment in the sun at Mania.
Okay. All right. So I hate having to rebook this because, I don't want to take the moment away from Bubba. I understand why people do. Right? But I would actually give the win to Jericho. And what I would do is I would have Jericho win and then do what Benoit did, and I would have Jericho defect to SmackDown. And I would still have Eddie beat Brock for the title, but I would have Jericho defect after No Way Out's over. Yeah. He comes out, says, Eddie, you know, congratulations. I want to challenge you for the title. They have a big moment, big handshake, big hug. And then Jericho just, you know, kicked him in the onions.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have this, a feud, you know, Jericho gets personal with him. And we get what should be a damn good match at WrestleMania. Because they've had good matches before. That's how I would play it.
All right, so which fan do we call to get the decision?
Maybe we should let the fans decide.
It'd be a little hard. I like Kurt Angle.
I mean,
if we're going to vote, I like Kurt Angle.
I was just going to say, if anybody is listening to this live right now, get on your fucking phone, call in, and tell us which one you like better.
I like Kurt Angle, but I don't like him in Triple H.
Okay.
Just because he was such a good heel at the time, and as he was turning, I'd have him win the Rumble and have the Eddie shit play out exactly the same, and you do the exact same title match, but you make it in the main event, because that is the greatest WrestleMania match of all time, in my head.
Right.
So him and Eddie at WrestleMania, that's one of my favorites of all time. You let them do that in the main event, and you let Eddie steal the title like that. And he lies in each other, and that's how he gets the title. And then you give, instead of giving Eddie his big moment at No Way Out, give it to him at WrestleMania.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I just had to make sure that nobody was actually taking my idea and calling him to tell us.
Even though that doesn't make sense, because, he would have still got the moment at No Way Out when he won the title, but... Yeah, let's do it like that. Let's give Angle the Rumble win and have him and Eddie. That stuff can play out all the same, but let's give Angle a Rumble win, too.
Okay. I mean, I kind of like it.
I like all of them.
I like
but,
it.
With that being said, this was awesome.
Yeah. It was a nice, smooth flow.
We got a lot of stuff coming up. You already listed it, so...
I listed the February stuff. The March stuff is going to be off the charts as well. Mania's the majority of the month. Like I said, we're going to be rebooking our WrestleMania at the beginning of March. Sting's birthday is in the month of March, so we're going to do the career retrospective on him with his top 10 moments and matches. And like I said, also booking some Mania. So we got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Don't anybody miss it. Next week, February 5th, 2007. We've already gone back. This will be the second time already this year we've gone back to 2007.
Nice.
When the wrestling business went to hell. I mean, well, it was still good before, you know, around this time, but...
All right, guys, this was awesome.
I do have a small plug to plug.
All right, what do you got?
I believe Bossman and Smart are doing a Royal Rumble watch along tomorrow night. I have to see if I want to join, but I'm not sure yet. But.
All right, make sure.
Well, I canceled your plan, so you're free.
Make sure to check them out, and we will see everybody next week. Thank you, guys.
All right, later, guys.
All right,
later.
Later.